Hello and welcome to the Permaculture Vine podcast Friday night live stream take two. I did try this once, I'm learning. So thanks very much for joining us, whether you're joining us live. Well, there's nobody in the minute, so you're most likely going to be here listening to recording, but that's okay. I'm here to talk about our PDCD professional course that we've just launched. And it's basically a course about digital design in permaculture. So taking you from either an experienced permaculture designer or a graduate who's just completed their PDC and they're looking to get into a career in digital permaculture design, we're going to teach you how to take from Google Earth a base map and produce right up to producing a professional level drawn. So we're just going to go through a Canva slide. So we're just going to present that now. And then if anybody has any questions, feel free to ask. And if you're catching this later, ask in the comments. And if you like, we're happy to jump on a call as well. So I can leave that the Calendly link in the thing if you want to chat to myself. If you're not sure whether you want to do the course, and we can see what options are. And worst case, you might get some career advice that you might find slightly useful. So we'll just crack on here. Again, I'm not sure how this, my first time using StreamYard here and live streaming. So if you bear with us a wee minute, we'll get on. I have the presentation here, so to present, share screen. No, there we go. There we go. Let's see if that works right. Oh. Suppose I better take it to page one. It'd be handy. So here we go. Our permaculture digital design course that we're calling our PDCD professional. So again, it's for either experienced designers who are used to drawing hand drawn, or recent graduates maybe who are looking to just get that extra thing on their CV if they're looking for freelance work, or they want to go out and start their own design business. So it's this type of technical drawing we'll be teaching how to do. So basically our course is going to give you the skills to create beautiful permaculture digital designs. And here's just a few examples of the standard of work we can produce. This is done using different packages. So what we do is we're concentrating on Affinity Designer 2. Affinity Designer 2 is, the reason why we went for that is it's like $60 or something, and that's a lifetime access, whereas Adobe, you have to pay monthly. So this is good if you're bootstrapping, you don't want to spend a lot of money. If you really, really wanted to get into the top drawer designs, like the really good ones, I think Adobe's better, but the Affinity 2 does a great job at getting you 80% of the way there. And it does produce really good drawings. So why digital design? So it's basically, for myself, I can't really draw that well. So it would take me a long time to do a pencil drawing. And what happens as well, first reason really is easy to adjust. So if you do design, and I've had it where clients have said they wanted everything in their garden square, and then they change their mind to circular. And then if you don't put up a pencil, you'd have to go back. It would take a long time. Whereas doing it digitally, it's very easy just to remove what you don't need and then just add. Another good point for it, why digital design is easy for collaboration. So especially if you're a freelancer and you're working on like a big site. I've worked previously on large sites, and there was three parts to the design. So there's three designers on the job. So we each took our own field, if you like. And then we were able to, because we used similar packages, we were able to do our drawings separately and then take them drawings in and package them into one drawing. So it's good for that. It's easier for collaboration. But you can't really do that if you're doing hand-drawn. Like I said, it's great if you can't draw. Great aesthetics. It looks really good, especially if you don't have that artistic flair or the knack for getting colors right. And one of the big advantages too, you can give a product which is digital based. So with the hand-drawn one, you have to draw on, and that becomes the only copy, if you like. Whereas digitally, if you deliver it digitally, you can take several copies. So if you have a mucky copy out in the field for the installer, it doesn't really matter if it gets damaged because there's other copies there. And then as well, especially when you're doing remote design or even on-site design, as you start digging, you're going to find things and you're going to need to adjust that design. So you can take them small tweaks in and readjust the drawing after you're finished. So who's your instructors? Me. So quick introduction to us. I'm Cormac Harkin. So I have a PDC from Jeff Lawton. I'm a computer scientist engineer, and I'm experienced digital designer. So I have completed must be 20 now digital designs, and they've all been through the QA process and accepted by a customer, and I've paid designs, and that does include me free designs that I've given out. So well experienced in learning how to. I taught myself I spent basically 2 weeks learning the software, and then very quickly producing digital designs. And as the designs went, getting better, producing templates and just speeding it up. And that's the big advantage. We have this experience already between the three of us of how to produce digital designs fast and get new systems and processes in place in order for you to produce these designs fast and as well nice. Crystal, she has a PDC from Jeff Lawton, and she's a Jeff Lawton teaching assistant. She also has a PDC and her teaching PDC from Maura Gamble, and she's an experienced digital designer and team leader. So Crystal was my team leader at a previous company, and she's very strict on the designs. So all the designs will have to go through our QA process to get your certificate, but we'll chat about that later. And Mike's the brains behind Gilda. He created a plant database, Gilda, which basically creates plant guilds for different zones, depending on where you are. And he's a PDC from Verge. Again, a very reputable place to get a PDC. And he's also an experienced digital designer. So between the three of us, we have about 80 digital designs. Nobody's don't mind, I'm on a beer, it's Friday night. So the three of us have real world, practical digital design experience. We've gone through all the learning, made the mistakes, and now we want to share that experience with yourselves so you can get designers fast-tracked and they design it digitally. So testimonial, our former boss, Ian, you can see the testimonial there. He's worked with the three of us, and he's highly recommended this program. And as you see there, it's worth much more than the price. The reason why it's so cheap now is it's our first run. As you can see there, Ian, it's very good praise. We're very glad that Ian gave it to us. Ian was our former head of design, the three of us. So for him to say that is very, we're very pleased with that. He didn't have to give us that reference or testimonial. So he's obviously pleased with our work. So Ian was the one that ultimately signed off on our work. And that's what we think. Highly polished professional design service. That's what we're going to train you to do. So, of course, as I said before, it's for designers. You have either PDC or years of experience. Doesn't matter. As long as you can design. We're not here to teach you plants or the design methodologies. What we are here to do is test your digital design skills. Now, that doesn't mean that we're just going to let you throw some plants down and look nice. When you do your certificate, it has to have form and function. So, for example, we'll be looking at things like, first of all, does it look nice? Does it present well? Does it sit well? Is it a quality product that you can hand to a client that they'd be happy with? So aesthetically, it has to be pleasing. But it also has to be functional. You have to have the right plants in the right place. You have to look out for your pollinators. That's always a tricky one. Make sure you have plants available for cross-pollination. So you will need some plant knowledge to pass this, and you will need some practical design skills. So this, it's a test of your skills. And as well, each design, you'll have to produce a narrative explaining your design. So although we don't teach that, we're not going to hand this certificate out to someone who doesn't know. So we're basically taking this that any design that comes in from our students has to pass the same quality assurance that it would pass for vine permaculture. And that's the way we're looking at it. And that's a, you don't get your certificate, but don't worry, we will be working with you to get you up to them skills. So if it takes going back and forward, we're going to, you'll submit it, we'll send it back. And if you make the adjustments in, you can resubmit. And that's no bother. We're going to work with you to get you up to standard. So considering that, the price, again, is very, very cheap for the amount of work that we're going to put into you and get these up to standard. So we're limited to 20 places. So I think there's 17 left. So it's a very small cohort to start with. And we'll see how that goes then. But at the minute, that's our capacity. So if you do want to get the course, I would sign up quick, because then places will go. And it's a great skill to have, and it's an advantage you can have over somebody else if you're going for a job, if you can digitally design, if you want to start freelancing. It's just that extra value that you can provide. So the course overview, basically it's a designer's kit. Well, what's in the designer's kit? Designer's kit is a product that we sell separately for $85 US. And that's basically a checklist that we've developed ourselves over our years digital designing. So it includes customer communication, setting expectations, checklists, design checklists, survey checklists, and then as well, there's plant guilds on that included, pre-built plant guilds. So that sells for $80. That's included in the course. So that basically covers the client communication. So when you get a job as a freelancer, you're basically now at Vine, we have a standard operating procedure where we have predefined basically emails. So when a client buys the product or buys a design, so say for example they buy a quarter acre design off us, we'll send them a welcome email saying thank you very much, and then we'll allocate a designer, and then we'll say your designer is Dave, and Dave will be in touch with you. So then we make, that's the introduction, Dave's copied in. So then Dave sends the email in saying, hi, I'm your designer. And it's a standard email then, although Dave can't put his sort of own voice on it, but it's just a standard list of this is what you should include. So it should be things like, when's the best thing to get in touch? And this is a very important time for a designer and a client, because this is your initial contact. First impressions matter. So it has to be polite, it has to be efficient, and you have to set the expectations, and then also a summary, and that's included as well. These things are all included in the course. So then once you get that summary, you have to ascertain now the client's wishes, and you have to match the personality with the design. So this is the information extraction point of the journey. So it's very important you get the client's needs and what they need and what they have to offer in terms of time, energy, and just their general personality. Is it a big site, a small site? What resources do they have? Do they work full-time? Do they have a big family? All this kind of stuff. And then that's where your design skills come in. You complete your design, what you have, and then now you want to communicate that design onto the computer, onto a digital design software system. We're using Affinity Designer 2. So this is where we teach you now how to take from Google Map, take a base map, create a base map, scale it correctly. And then you start adding in your layers, like your water, your access, your structures, teaching you how to design using layers. And then as well as the design side, then we have the the presentation side. So getting your designer's template right for your designs. So basically that's, so you see here, there's the border and you can see the border. So that's like your design templates. Now, how do I go back now? So, so there's three modules on digital design, taking you from Google Earth, how to extract all the information and put it onto your computer, take your ideas that you've come up with and your design skills, and then presenting that in a digital format. We'll teach you that, and then what we'll do then, we'll there'll be three assignments for each digital design section. And as well, there'll be, you have to design a sector map to show your different zones around the property, the wind directions and things like that. We'll teach you how to do a nice sector map. And then at the end of them three modules, then we'll touch on Gilda. So Gilda is a plant database that you type in your zone. You type in, for example, you wanted an apple tree guild, you would select apple tree guild. And based on the zone, it'll suggest a guild of plants. So whether that be nitrogen fixers, pollinators, bioaccumulators, and the six or seven different types of support plant species. And that's pre-made guilds. And it's a great starting point. It's a great accelerator. So that's Mike's. And you get the first year free access to Gilda. And then we'll see in the second year then. Hopefully we get you a nice discount for that going forward. So after that then, this is the fun bit, your assignment. So you'll have to produce a professional standard digital design and also a narrative that how, basically telling us how the narrative meets your client's needs. So when you speak to a client, the client will have certain needs. So that's how you start it, saying the client will want X, Y, and Z. For example, the client doesn't want too much work. So the client wanted a food forest that they could just produce without replanting every year. So they don't want too many annuals, just maybe say a salad garden. And then you'll go through then and you'll mention things like the client's mobility, if it's relevant, and just say what you extracted from the client and then how you met that client's need and how the design fits into that. So that's called a narrative. So that could be 3 or 4 pages long. And that's what we'd expect. That's what I would expect as a vine designer, that you would hand a client. And then just an aside, then we give them their manual that we've developed, the food forest manual. So that's what they get as a product. So that's what we'd be expecting you to do, is the narrative and the design. And then any other side designs as well. Sometimes you can't fit everything on the page. So you may have like sub designs, like specialist beds or some ideas that you might have, or separate guilds. But that all goes under the plant narrative. And then the bonus then is the sort of lifestyle section of it. So it's the, we have learned about like networking, tapping into our networks, education opportunities. For example, this course, we know of someone who teaches like starting up a permaculture landscape business, and our resource in there is starting a comfrey business. So then what kind of careers do you want then? So our experience too, through the Permaculture Vine podcast, we have interviewed now over 30 professionals. So we have a fair idea of the different options. So you could go into teaching. If you look back, there's all sorts of designers, beekeepers, market farmers, all of the above, and authors. So all them resources will be there, provided for you. Now, this resource will definitely be added to as we learn and as you learn over the years. So scheduled, it's 8-week course, starts on the 1st of October, starts with a designer's kit, an introduction. Then you have your three designer modules. An extra module in there is a technology stack. So if you're opening up your new business and you want to start up a designer, you need your website. You need your own personal website for your portfolio. And if you're writing blogs, if you're writing, appearing on podcasts, producing any content, it's always good to have your personal site, especially a place for your portfolio. So we're going to teach you about that, how to build a WordPress site. We'll not be teaching you step by step. We're going to give you the resources so you can do it. And then we can offer you help as well, any additional help you need. We'll really point you in the right direction. Then you have things like marketing skills, newsletters, ConvertKit, all this technology that you need, even Canva. Canva is the first thing I would buy because it's fantastic. So just the technology stack that you need to run all these things. There's more to it you need to think. I had to learn it from scratch, basically. And now that I've gone through several things, we just have a list to say, well, this does X, Y, and Z, and it's quite handy. Gilda mentioned that already, your assessment, and then your bonus. So it's a fast 8 weeks, 2 months. Now, you don't have to, you will have 4 weeks to hand your assessment in, which is very reasonable and very standard for professional design, considering that you don't have any client interactions with you. It depends if you actually do this for real or you do it in your own property. But a month would be a very reasonable time to turn a design around, providing it client communications. And that's something we do touch on in the course, setting expectations, telling the client you need to respond within a week. Do what you say. Say what you're going to do and do what you say. Communicate with the customer if you're going to be late. And most customers are forgiven, but that's communications is the key. Excuse me. So the outcome of the course, you'll basically, if you do what we say, follow the instructions, listen to what we have to offer, and we'll be able to get you up to standard. You'll have a certificate from us saying that yes, basically that we will have. If you get through this, we're basically giving you a certificate. They say yes, we would hire you, and that's the standard that you have to reach. That you've reached the standard that would allow you to come work for us, and then you will receive it. That you can add that to your portfolio. We're going to then teach you how to put that portfolio on the WordPress site. You'll get one-to-one feedback on your design, and if you pass, great. You'll get that one-to-one feedback, and you get to know us, get to know our networks, and any help will always be there. So you get access to the end of the private Facebook group only if you pass. So only the people who pass the certificate will get into the private Facebook group. And in my experience, them groups, permaculture groups that you get on, these particular professional ones, they're the most invaluable for getting jobs, for learning. And we want this to be a place of learning, a place of networking for people. So that's the prerequisite to get in. You don't get in unless you get the certificate. But we will get you in because we're going to work with you. If it takes 2 or 3, 4 times to get you up to speed, as long as you're putting the effort in and responding to our feedback, that's great. You'll get past this course, no problem. And if it takes a 4 or 5 back and forth, that's okay. You'll be learning, but you'll get there. So it does include plant placement. Even we don't teach that, it does include it. No, you can't stick a sun-loving plant on a, for example, in the northern hemisphere on a north-facing wall. No, that would just be. So they have to be appropriately placed, whether it's the north, south, east, or west of the property. So you can't just throw a pile of plants down. They have to be appropriately placed. You have to watch out for plants that complement each other and plants that don't work well together as well. So that'll all be covered. And then it has to have form and functionality. So it has to work. And thanks very much for coming through that with us. We're looking forward to seeing all the designs. I always like seeing the different perspective on things. And it's fascinating how two people can look at the same space and come up with two different designs. But the main thing is the customer's happy. One thing we will always warn is, especially for fresh graduates, You don't have to stick everything in a design. Hugel cultures, swales, herb spirals. You design appropriate. So it's finding the appropriate design for the appropriate property. Although I do tend to stick a lot of herb spirals on because it's a very, especially in urban properties, it is a very effective and aesthetic. It gives it a boost. And it's not something that often the client asks for, and then when they see it, they're impressed. So you normally keep that in your back pocket, give them a wee boost. But we'll talk more about that during the next few weeks. So, just as an overview, limited places. There's only 17 places left now. We'll have access to a private Facebook group for graduates only. You have to pass. The price, $397 until 1st of October. And as Ian said there, that is a steal. And then once after that, it'll be $497. That closes on the 8th of October. If you're not in by then, you're not in. And you'll have to wait now to January for the next cohort. And it will rise in price. So say there, as of now, there's only 17 places left. So get in there. And we hope to see you in class. So that was our introduction to our PDC professional course. I don't see anybody in the room, so there's no questions. But if you have questions, please fill them in below. And please go easy on me, because that was my first live stream. My throat's parched and I can't talk. But we're super excited. They launched this course. This course has been in the planning for, well over a year. And it was just, we had it in the background. We're building on it. We're just glad that they pulled the trigger, especially coming into winter. It's a great time, October, November. What else you do in the cold, dark nights, particularly in the Northern Hemisphere? And that's where most of our viewers are from. Even if you're in Australia and that side of the world, the Southern Hemisphere, just wait to January. No, that's your summer. There'll be another couple of cohorts, maybe March. Then when it's coming into your spring, will be a better time. But as I say, the price has gone up. It's not going to stay there forever. There's limited prices. So you're going to have to get on it. And we're looking forward to seeing you. And as well, if anyone's interested, we have an affiliate program, which we basically pay out 20% for anything. So as a permaculture professional, this is an opportunity. If you haven't got your own thing to sell, well, we would really appreciate it if you became an affiliate. And if you drive traffic to our way and we make a sale, we'll give you 20% straight away. So whether that's the course or so that's a $400 course, that's 20%. What's that? That's $80 straight away. Hope the math is right. And then if it's a $1,000 design, you get $200 straight off the bat. So if you do a couple of them, it's worth just sticking us on. So you can, I'll leave the link. It's got a GoAF Pro Vine Permaculture. It's an opportunity. So it's a way, it's almost a full time. You could almost say it's a commission based sales job. You've really got your shoulder behind it, because it's 20% is a good chunk. And then also, don't want to stack too much on here. The platform that we're holding our PDC professional course on is a learning portal. So we soon will be offering other people to put their courses on. And we'll take 20%. The affiliate will get 20%, and then the course creator gets 60%. And that you just basically host your course on our platform. We'll advertise it on our networks, and we'll do the as much sales as we can, because then we're getting commission. And if it ties in, now if you come along with a competitor to do PDC to Pro, you're not getting in. So, but we would like a range of courses in there. From beginners right up to professionals, and we'd love to be able to share that on our platform. So if you do have a course, let us know and we'll be able to host your course on our platform. So that's down at the minute, but I'm on it. I'll be working on it over the weekend to get that up and running. I'll stick the link in when we're ready. Well, that's the first anyway. I'll chat these all soon. We have on Monday, we have Caleb Hoffman coming up. He is a designer in Australia, working in mountainous regions. So I'm looking forward to that. And if you see last week's podcast, what was out Monday, was Joe Petroni mixing permaculture and architecture. So if you could give that a look as well. And I'll chat these all later. Thanks for watching.